Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, Chicago is known as a street festival town, and as much as they are known for the food and the drink, a lot of the success of these festivals hinge on what band is booked. That's what attracts Michael Kunick. Kunick's band Dream Version has played a number of these festivals, and just by being there, has been turned on to other bands he otherwise wouldn't have known about. That's the inspiration for Michael as he embarks on creating his first music festival, but he skips the streets of Chicago and heads to Harbor Country in southwest Michigan. The inaugural ArcFest will take place at the ArcLight Brewing Company. It'll feature all sorts of music, including headliner Riley Walker. The festival and the beer release party, probably the best way to say that, will take place on August 17th. Michael Kunick and Dave Coyle, founder of ArcLight Brewing Company, are with me now on Extension 720. Michael, Dave, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Justin.
Let's start with the beer before we get into the music. It seems more and more like a natural relationship to have a music festival with a release of a beer or a brewery. That's one of the things that are happening now in both industries.
Yeah, and actually, I've always analogized starting a brewery to being in a band. A bunch of guys get together and ladies get together, and you have a creative juices flowing. You make a product. Once you get your product, you got to get your fans out. You got to do some T-shirts, head out to festivals. So already there's a huge analogy between opening and running a brewery and being in a band.
I've known the Harbor Country in southwest Michigan to be a place there's a lot of wineries and other kind of spirits-related companies. Is it just sort of fertile for breweries and for the work that you're doing at ArcLight?
Absolutely. Bering County is the fruit belt, so it's blueberries, cherries, peaches, apples. Supposedly, it's the second most diverse crop county in the U.S. next to one in California. So it is. It's not Illinois where it's soybean and corn. I'm from Illinois. But yeah, it's much more diverse. And this fruit going into beer, especially our sours, it's just perfect.
And that seems to be where you guys, that's the space that you guys are playing in, is the idea of the sours and the fruit that is available in the county.
Yeah, so the beer we'll be releasing is Soursmith Red Raspberry. It's about a 10-gallon batch, 500 pounds of fresh whole frozen raspberries. And we get them frozen just to macerate the fruit. All that juice goes in. Just delicious.
Right.
We're going to do a couple collaborations of beer. We got Wax Wings out of Kalamazoo. They're doing a New England double IPA with us. So that'll be on tap. And then we're doing a collaboration with Three Blondes up in South Haven, a pina colada Blender Weiss.
Right. All right, Michael, let's bring you in here. Was it factual for me to say when I set it up that you have been a part of many street festivals and a light bulb went on to say, you know what, I could do this?
Yeah, lots of stuff. You know, fortunate enough with Dream Version to have played these festivals that really, as you said in the introduction, which I appreciate, is when I first moved here, like so many people that move here, if you didn't grow up in the city, that's such a special thing. And I mean, I'm going on over a decade now here. They've only gotten better. Was this idea of for free or for very little money, you'll be on a street, you're outside, there's beer and other things, but you're just able to sit there, meander through, and be exposed to music. And not just any music. I'm talking like that's a cool thing about this city is there's so many tastemakers and artists that are really at the – they make careers out of it here, a lot of people. So the curators that do these events are at the forefront. So I'm not talking household names. I'm talking bands that are very likely going to be or have the potential to be really at the front of their
I also believe game. There's been a transition or an evolution because it used to be all cover bands. It used to be that was the idea. You come out, it's 80s night, 70s night, whatever it is. But that seemed to be what street festivals were. And you're absolutely right. When you see the evolution of what a street festival is in 2019, it's all sorts of bands that are either on the cusp of being household names or are just great contributors to the music scene in Chicago.
Exactly. It's a huge thing. It has been hugely influential for me. I wasn't even actively playing music then. That was a big part of it. I was like, whoa, okay, this is a town where I can pursue this. And there's a lot of people around to do this type of stuff with. So still doing the music. Dream Version's recording our third record, and we'll be here hopefully for that when that comes out.
But, absolutely. That's an
you
invite.
Know, while that's going on, I've also started just looking at – I've always wanted to do the Southwest Michigan thing basically. You know, this idea of these street festivals, you go to – when I do get out of the city in the summer because I really, really love it because of these festivals and so on. But when I do, it's easy to go there. So I've been going to Southwest Michigan for years as well, and it's beautiful. And, you know, there's now it's getting, you know, you have the nature, but there's also a level of sophistication with these breweries and wineries and some of these restaurants now. It's just wonderful. So I've had this idea. have the connections, have the resources, have the experience. And I met Dave through a mutual friend, and we had a couple of we sampled a couple of their fine products, and I was like, you know, I've always wanted to do this music festival. And I think it was like a Tuesday night, and I came home pretty late, and my wife's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm throwing a music festival now. And that's how it came to be, and here we are. It's right on the doorstep.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to do one as well, but I know the logistics of it, and just doing beer festivals, how much it takes. And a music festival, I'm outside of my depth with bands and stage and lighting and all that, and sound. And so I knew I was out of my element, and when his experience with the beer, it was just like, yeah, I got someone who can pull it off.
I don't want to turn this into a business segment, but you're absolutely right. It's difficult to put a music festival on just because of all of, not just the setup and the tech that goes with it, but the marketing and just the overall organization of one of these things. What goes into creating from scratch a music festival?
Yeah, I mean, I had a decent business plan that I proposed to him briefly, and it was enough to get him to say, yeah, let's do it. But a lot of it was learning as you go. You know, the logistics of this, what people don't understand, and I now found very rewarding, but, you know, you got to get a stage. You got to get a sound tech. You have to get contracts. You have to negotiate your budget to get top-tier talent without, you know, you have to save a budget for marketing because not everybody gives it to you for free, you know? So, so many factors that went into that. And at the end of the day, you have to do all that business side while you are creating a product that is a product. You know what I mean? Yeah, and the business way of looking at it, that's what we have. We have an amazing product that is totally unique to this region.
You've got the brewery and you've got the music. Right?
And in a region where there's nothing like this. There used to be Audio Tree Fest, which was pretty big, and that was in Kalamazoo, a little farther in, not really, you know, in the lake communities. And it was fantastic, but it's defunct. It's gone. So there's this void between Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Chicago of these types of artists playing, and there's so much opportunity. So
let's go right to just the curator part of this. How are you choosing bands for this? Do you have bands in mind where you're like, I really want to see them on a stage as part of my festival?
Well, look, I've been playing music here a long time. I have relationships with a lot of artists here and their managers, talent buyers in the city and so on. So I know a lot of these bands that come through town. It's a beautiful thing about Chicago. Venues like the Empty Bottle, Lincoln Hall, you know, not the United Center. I'm talking these places are saying, hey, these bands are the ones we should all be looking at that are coming in from out of town. Ironically, most of this bill is from the Midwest and from Chicago. But my first thing I had in mind, I was kicking around. Our headliner is Riley Walker. He's this great guitar player, really, but singer-songwriter as well. And he bends a lot of genres from like folk to like straight up rock and roll and blues. And he's really phenomenal. He'll keep you on your toes, but he's also accessible too. You know, you can just sit there and listen and be blown away. Good sell, right? Well, I was thinking that as well, but you know, I'm starting off, I got to get it right. He was on my brain. I was on a flight going down to Mexico City, and I sat next to a guy, put a guitar up, and I was like, that guy looks familiar. And I acted like I had to get some on my bag, and I read the tag on it, and it was Bill McKay. And he's a really famous Chicago guitar player in the music scene. So I, you know, before I approached him, I like get on my phone, I look at his music, and I listen to it. And I hope he never hears this because I acted like I knew him like really well. But anyways, I found that he did all this great work with Riley. They collaborated, and that sold it. Yeah. I was like, I need to go for this person here. So we got him first. And then from there, yes, I had several bands. Dead, they're another Chicago band.
They were in here, yeah.
Yeah, they were in here for the record.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Jason. Well, he was in Knee High, which they did very, very well. They disbanded. Emily was in La 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 La, a couple other, you know, just some really fantastic acts. They got together and have been playing music for a while as a three-piece. They got their drummer together. He plays a sort of like thrown-together small little drum set. And for the three of them, they make an unbelievably full sound. But as you know, the coolest thing with them, though, is we got them at this wonderful time where they're opening up for Sharon Van Etten before our gig, and then they're going on tour with Twin Peaks, arguably the biggest indie band out of Chicago right now. Right. So they are really taking off. So those two at the end of the lineup, mixed with, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but those two, I'm so proud and happy, and I think people are going to be blown away.
Dave, when you hear the hustle that goes into it, I mean, that's really what it is, because I'm assuming there are similarities when it's a beer festival and not just a music festival.
Sure.
But also, you know, there is a lot of hustle that Mike is going through to get these bands. Is it something that you can relate to?
Oh, absolutely. In the beer world, it's, you know, the big beer fest, which we got invited to Copenhagen for Michler Fest just this spring. But yeah, it's like you build up to get that invite, you know, to that big festival, and you do a lot of local ones, and it's still the same hustle. And there's beer festivals I wish I was invited to, and I'm not. So it's like it's networking.
But you got to act like you don't care. But of course, it's just like a rock and roller.
Yeah, but it's it's networking and kind of climbing up the same ladder as bands do.
So for you guys, is this the start of something you want to do on an annual basis? Do you have to see what happens with this festival and say, oh, this was good or this was bad? What does the future look like for ArcFest?
We definitely want to do it every year. But we hope people come out for it and have a great time. And that's what we're here to encourage people to come out.
Is the idea to get people from Chicago, to get the band's followings to come and make the hour-plus drive? Or are you looking for the communities that are in the harbor country to come out and be a part of this?
Both, actually. 100%. I mean, it's already a vacation area for Chicago. We're right near Pawpaw Lake. 900 homes on them, mainly Chicagoans, but there's dozens and dozens of inland lakes, plus all the people living on Lake Michigan itself.
Yeah, right.
So you already have the reason that this whole community is really going. It's a vacation area for Chicago. So you got that, plus the locals, and hoping everyone comes out for it.
And you got markets like Grand Rapids, you got markets like Kalamazoo. These are cities, you know, and there's really nothing quite like this. So, you know, it's everything. And for me, selfishly, I wish I knew about something like this back in when I first was getting into these street festivals. So it's an idea that was kicking around a long time and feeling really lucky to have the opportunity.
Well, it sounds awesome. Just the idea, the spirit and the hustle to start a music festival that's also a beer festival in southwestern Michigan. It's ArcFest. It'll be on August 17th at the actual brewery.
Yep, at the brewery in Watervliet.
In Watervliet, Michigan. In studio, Michael Kunick and Dave Coyle. Dave, the founder of ArcLight Brewing Company. Michael Kunick with the band Dream Version, and he's the guy that they're co-producing this festival. ArcLight, August 17th. Guys, thanks for being here.
Lucky to have people in my life with the power to break my heart.
Drums so loud.
Ripping.